Chapter 9. One of the greatest myths in the world, and the phrase greatest myths is just a fancy way of saying big fat lies, is that troublesome things get less and less troublesome if you do them more and more. People say this myth when they are teaching children to ride bicycles, for instance, as though falling off a bicycle and skinning your knee is less troublesome the 14th time you do it than it is the first time. The truth is that troublesome things tend to remain troublesome no matter how many times you do them, and that you should avoid doing them unless they are absolutely urgent. Obviously, it was absolutely urgent for the Baudelaire orphans to take another 3-hour climb down into the terrible darkness of the elevator shaft. The children knew that the quagmire triplets were in grave danger, and that using Violet's invention to melt the bars of the cage was the only way that their friends could escape before Gunther hid them inside one of the items of the inn auction and smuggled them out of the city. But I'm sorry to say that the absolute urgency of the Baudelaire's second climb did not make it any less troublesome. The passageway was still as dark as a bar of extra dark chocolate sitting in a planetarium covered in a thick black blanket, even with the tiny glow from the white-hot tips of the fire tongs, and the sensation of lowering themselves down the elevator shaft still felt like a descent into the hungry mouth of some terrible creature. With only the clink of the last extension cord hitting the lock of the cage to guide them, the three siblings pulled themselves down the ersatz rope with one hand and held out their welding torches with the other, and the trek down to the tiny, filthy room where the triplets were trapped was still not even 1/27th okay. But the dreadful repetition of the Baudelaire's troublesome climb was dwarfed in comparison with the sinister surprise they found at the bottom, a surprise so terrible that the three children simply refused to believe it. Violet reached the end of the final extension cord and thought it was a hallucination. Klaus stood looking at the cage and thought that it must be a phantasm. And Sunny peered in through the bars and prayed that it was some combination of the two. The youngster stared at the tiny, filthy room and stared at the cage, but it took them several minutes before they believed that the quagmires were no longer inside. "They're gone," Violet said. "They're gone, and it's all my fault.